listening to the Digicast from thedigitel.com.
It's Digicast number 19. Hello, Ken Hawkins.
Hello, Jeff Marshall.
Thank you very much, Senior Editor. Summer's here.
Summer is.
It's warm, isn't it?
It is.
This week, finally, I've
had to turn the AC on in the
office. Conceded. Yeah, I've had to put my AC on in my car. You know it's summer in Charleston when the AC is on.
I haven't yet. I've held out.
Where are we this week?
We are at our office.
Which is?
125 Cannon Street.
Please feel free to drop by any time. And we have an amazing special guest with us this week. Who is that person?
Noah Everett of TwitPic.
He sat to my left. He's looking really basically, Noah's walked into this office, and I think he's a little bit shy and retiring. There was about 20 people in the office when he came in there, and he thought, what the fuck have I walked into? Was clearly what was on his face. Hi, Noah.
How you guys doing?
There we go. He's in the background. So we will be talking to him in our special section in a minute. The inventor, the brains, the man behind the phenomenon that is TwitPic. We will get to that.
Yes.
But before we do, we're just going to talk about what's been going on since the last podcast. Right. When was the last podcast?
You did the last one before Culture Clash, so you would have... You did on Wednesday?
Oh, so it was pre-Culture Clash. So that's over a week ago now.
Was it? Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, so it's been...
To the listener that doesn't know, we were doing regular weekly podcasts, and now we've entered a phase where we figured we'd do it just when we have something pertinent or exciting to talk about.
Makes a lot more sense.
Event-based. Because sometimes there isn't always a good place to go.
Right.
So we'll probably have some during Spoleto a lot, I would have thought. I mean, today we got a word of an event called Sculpture in the South, which we're going to go and do a podcast from. But today Noah has come to us as he has moved to Charleston. And we will be talking to him, as I say, in our special section in a minute. But until then, what's been popular on the site?
It's on fire.
The last
it's burning.
Podcast? Myrtle Beach is on fire.
Right. That dominated. That's our... Three most popular stories are Myrtle Beach fires.
You know, when I used to work at the Post and Courier, there was always this sick joke that went around that said that because the journalists really wanted to like cover a hurricane, because like covering but people obviously didn't want the hurricane to hit Charleston, and so the general consensus was, wouldn't it be great if it hit Myrtle Beach?
That's what always happens. Anyway.
Tore it apart. It's close enough to warrant news coverage. You could travel up and get some photos. You wouldn't be affected. And then the best bit is that they could rebuild Myrtle Beach and it would be quite nice. So the sick joke that's been going around this week is like, well, we hope the fire destroys some of the...
Are you accusing the Post and Courier of setting fire to Myrtle Beach?
I think we should go and track all its employees carefully. Maybe it was a really slow news week. The news meeting, the person could be like, well, we need a big story, guys. What should we go and do? Well... Someone's like flicking their lighter, desperate for a cigarette. And should we just say, for libel's sake, that we by no means suggest that actually happened?
Yes, we don't actually say that, believe that.
There has been a fire. Any more on that you want to say?
It was a fire. It destroyed about 70 homes. I think damaged about 100 more. It all started basically, it looks like, because a family, you know, lived in the rural area, and as people often do in rural areas, they burn their trash.
There were no deaths.
No deaths.
Right, which is why we can joke about it. But I did hear that actually a surprising side effect is that a lot of the pet shelter and the pet rescue organizations had to go in and actually rescue. I think there may have been some pet deaths, which is unfortunate. So no humans were killed during the making of this news story, but maybe some domestic
cats. Then I saw
cats.
Something about like a bunch of the wildlife being removed. Brian is cracking up over
Was that here. Funny, Brian? We'll edit this part. Sorry, but there were no deaths, were there, Ken?
No one died. That was good. That is the tale of the Myrtle Beach fire.
That is the number one story.
Number one, two, and
three. Digitel.com/popular/week. What's number two?
Number two, we have the Spoleto poster being unveiled.
That was fun. It's that time of year.
Right.
The big
Spoleto
art
is back.
The big art fest that
and,
is Spoleto.
By the time people are listening to this, we'll have announced our little competition that we're doing.
What is our little competition that we're doing?
We're going to do a fun logo for Spoleto. Run it, I don't know, maybe the whole 2 weeks. So we're going to change our logo on the site, you know, very Google style of it's St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so when Google changed things up for certain days.
Right, and we're going to do something for Spoleto. I don't know, maybe it's a paintbrush, maybe it's inspired by the poster, maybe it's, I don't know, Riley's face is in the middle of our... E or something like
and
that.
And I really like the fact we had no idea, listener, that when the Spoleto poster came out, its colors were predominantly black, white, and red. Ken, what are the three colors that the Digitel use?
Yeah. No, it's funny.
Black, white, and red. And we're like, no way.
Yeah, we emailed Spoleto saying, hey, you know, can we get an early look at the poster? Because, you know, I mean, one, just so we can have it when it's launched, and secondly, just to color coordinate our own special section design with it, and we get it back. I'm like, oh, what are the colors? Like blue and green, and no, black and red.
So there was no need to do any color coordination. Our colors were already set correctly because they were our generic colors.
Truth being, we collaborated with the guy behind it.
Yeah, when you were setting up the Digitel last year,
what was it?
You looked ahead to the Splatter poster this year.
A lot of people were ripping on the, I can't remember his name, the guy who did the Splatter poster, saying, oh, blah, 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 you just did that in Photoshop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, first of all, I don't think he did. And second of all, he's like an 80-year-old Italian. Right. I mean, if the guy did it in Photoshop, I might be more impressed because there's some 80-year-old guy over there that's like doing kick-ass Photoshop work, you know? But no.
So Splatter's coming out. We're going to have fun with the poster. I'm going to decorate the Digitel window in red, white, and black colors. And Nate Mallard, who's sitting across from me, sometimes a busybody for the Digitel, has told me today that he wants to do a feature during Splatter for Piccolo Splato. Called Big Man Little Festival. I think he's a very large gentleman. So I think that, you know, so for the, I think that'd be quite fun.
Have they announced who's doing the windows?
They haven't, and there's a window dressing tour in 2 weeks' time. Me and Austin are on that, and we'll be, I'm going to decorate our window with a Splatter poster somehow.
Interesting.
I think because it's a side profile, we should all have our profiles taken. And then we drop ourselves into Photoshop, do that mosaic style effect, and then just print them out. And if we'd have, there we go. You see, that could be our effort for Splatter. We're gonna have to explain to Noah in a minute what Splatter is, because he's sat here again thinking, well, what the hell are they talking about? We'll get to that. What else, Ken? What's been big? Just touching a couple of things, and then we'll move along.
Culture Clash 4
did happen. The big scandal was mainly the VIP lounge,
right? Which
do we actually care?
I think it was misinterpreted by most people, which I can understand. I think everyone agrees the understanding was understandable. But basically it came off as, oh, there's a VIP room. Isn't Culture Clash getting all elitist and there are people, you know, it's... But in reality, it looks like the situation was that they had a space they could use for, like, a VIP room, and they thought, well, this is a great way to say thanks to the people that have been working hard and... you know, sponsoring us and things like that. So
okay.
I think if there is one again, it would be probably called like the Thank You Lounge. Right. And it wasn't.
It was like a headquarters to like run in and out of the madness for a second to get supplies.
Right. It wasn't like the biggest plus. You got free alcohol and you got, you didn't have to use the porta potty or something. So.
I should add, I'm guessing that by now most people have seen the confessional booth video, which we ran, for which I had my head shaved for the night. Noah, did you like my head shave? See that? That's good, isn't it? If anybody wants to, we can't publish online because we will get in trouble. The confessions that didn't make the cut, but I do have a DVD in the Digitel office. You're more than welcome to come by 125 Cannon Street for a private screening.
You know, we should do like the blur the face and change the voice.
Oh, I could do that.
Do that and put it up. You know,
I mean, it was mainly like I stole money for drugs. I had a threesome with my best friend. It's sex and drugs based mainly. But there's a couple of you had one about the guy that said he had anal sex with his girlfriend and because that was the way to convince her that she wasn't losing her virginity.
Right.
That is correct.
Oh,
do I have to edit that from the podcast, Ken? Or
yes,
can I leave that in? Even Noah's nodding. Look, he's a silent nod. Noah, like, I can't believe you said that. just mention the headlines without getting into that.
We have Earth Day came and went.
Okay.
We have there's a group camping out in West Ashley to the Ugandan Civil War, trying to raising awareness for that. They were out there for 3 days.
Yes, they are. Next one.
And way to care, Jeff. Way to care. and upcoming one is the swine flu, which it looks like there's a couple people who had it in Newberry, which is outside of Columbia. So
wow, so we've been infected. Is everybody here feeling okay? I'm looking around the group. Is any? Thank you. There's a cough in the background.
And you can catch it from listening to our podcast.
You can. From all the dirty talk. That's the end of part one of the DigiCast number 19. We're going to speak to our special guest, Noah Everett, inventor.
Special.
Noah Everett is coming up next. It's part two of DigiCast number 18. It would be fair to say that there's a jovial atmosphere in the air, and we're genuinely, and I do mean that wholeheartedly, excited to have Noel Everett, inventor and creator of TwitPic, in the Digitel offices. Good afternoon, Noah.
Well, thank you very much.
How the hell are you, and why are you in Charleston?
I am in Charleston because I moved from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, and the reason I got out here was after watching the movie The Patriot, I got the idea to move out here, and I actually got some flack from that from some friends of mine in Oklahoma.
So where are you born? Oklahoma, what city?
I'm actually from North Carolina originally, so I'm an East Coaster, and that was one of the driving reasons of getting out here is to get back to the East Coast.
You were in college in Oklahoma?
I went to a couple of years of just community college, never got a degree or anything, and I was actually homeschooled throughout most of my school years. I graduated when I was 15, and couldn't get into college, and that's how I got into programming.
Wow, okay. So are you a bit of a self-confessed geek if you say you are a programmer?
Yeah.
I mean, an early age, what was your first computer?
Oh, wow. I think it was like a Pentium 1, and thankfully, my parents let me spend 15 hours a day on the computer. Didn't ask much questions. So.
Okay. you are, of course, here because, Stella, you can chip in and say hi. How did you hear that Noah was in town? Because I think you alerted Ken and me to it, didn't you?
Well, it was coming through the Charleston Business Journal. They did the phone interview, and so I got really excited about having this, you know, someone that's part of the techie world coming here to Charleston, and started sending him messages, be like, come to Culture Clash, come do this, come do that. I don't even know if you even saw any of those, but last week when I was in Charlotte, I was at home, he was like, Noah Everett is now following you, and I was like, happy dance.
So basically you bombarded the poor guy so much.
I was going to sleep in his front yard. I mean, I knew he was moving to Daniel Island. I was like, I just want you to come in the digital office, you know. And then on Saturday at the, you know, Brown Derby paparazzi party, he put out a message, was like, what's going on tonight? And I was like, come to Redux, you know?
Okay.
So he came and met me over there, and we hung out, and then we did a couple hour tour around Charleston, right when like there was like this huge party getting out and everybody's like drunk in the streets. It was like Slumdog Millionaire or something. It was pretty intense.
Okay.
No, we weren't drinking. Okay. We were just hanging out, so it was good.
Well, we are thrilled to have you here in Charleston. So tell me, what actually is your day job? Does maintaining TwitPic occupy your entire time?
Yes, I've started doing TwitPic full time.
It was invented what in February? You invented it in February
2008. Yes,
last year.
So
okay.
Just over a year old. I started doing this full time back in the beginning of March, and I've been in Charleston for 8 days now.
So you were hanging out here a while back just to kind of get a feel of the place, and you've moved in just over a week ago.
Yeah, I came out for a vacation.
Are you in West Ashley, John's Island? Where'd you live? Downtown?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
I live on Daniel Island, yes.
Okay, Daniel Island. Okay, that's nice out there. All right, okay. Has it made you a multimillionaire?
No, not yet. We hope so one day. That's the goal. We are revenue positive, and we're actually looking to start hiring.
Because I often wonder how Twitter itself makes money. How do they? I mean, you know, I mean, I think you're to blame, TwitPic, you know, with the Hudson plane river crash for bringing it to the media's attention. And in my opinion, like Twitter got certainly like doubled in traffic or got really busy in the last few months. Like, how do you and how do Twitter actually make their money to buy new servers to add to the service?
Well, Twitter is VC funded, and as far as I know, I'm not for sure what their revenue model is now. I believe they're still working on one. You know, the ball's in their court as far as they've got everything working for them right now. TwitPic, we are not VC-backed. I've been self-funding the site since it started.
Do you want to explain what VC is for anybody not in the
VC
know?
VC is venture capitalist money or angel money, seed money. It's money that people give to help companies start up or, you know, any sort of business.
And when you had the idea, I mean, were you sat at home one day? Were you in a bar? Were you out with some buddies? How did the actual idea of I need to attach a photo to a Twitter come about?
Basically, I got on Twitter, and it was actually my second time to be on Twitter because a lot of my friends weren't on there to begin with, and so I kind of dropped it for a little bit.
Oh, so you subscribed and then kind of faded it?
Yeah.
That's what I did. I did that as well. Okay.
A lot of people did that. And so when I got on there, I was like, I was running another image hosting service that I just kind of pillowed around with. And I thought, well, it'd be cool to share photos on Twitter. So I spent the weekend ripping the code out of the other website and making it work with Twitter, and that's how I got started.
You would like you legally rip the code, or did you just see
it? Oh, it's my code to begin with. Yeah, it's a site that I ran and operated that just kind of as a side project, yeah.
Right. And then how did you go about promoting it? Like, you know, how did you get it out there into the mainstream?
Well,
were there any key moments where suddenly you thought, oh shit, hang on, it's taken off?
Basically, when I launched it, I was hoping just to use it for myself and hope that some other people would find it useful as well. We wrote it that weekend, and by that following week, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday, we were written up by some, you know, high profile blogs, and just kind of started this snowball effect and of publicity. And then the way the site's set up, when you know, tweet a photo, your friends see the link, and they're like, oh, I want to try that out as well. And so it's just kind of grown from there. Very no marketing, no advertising, very grassroots.
So you've been tracking the number of subscribers you have to the service. Can you give us
some
numbers?
Yeah, we just recently hit 1 million total users. Ooh. And we are now growing at around 20 to 25,000 users a day. So.
And are you having, like, where's your server farm? Where's it all based?
Our servers are located in Middle America, in Texas. Okay. Basically had some scaling issues not too long ago, basically when the Hudson plane photo kind of happened.
We're going to touch on that in a second, yeah.
TwitPic was out like a fat kid in dodgeball, so we kind of had to Am I allowed to say that? No.
Yo, it's the fucking Dodgeball podcast. There we go. Okay, we have our phrase of the podcast.
Yeah. And so that kind of started this, where we really kind of popped up on the radar. We got contacts from, you know, these CNN, New York Times, and kind of contacting, who are you guys? You know, what happened here? And just kind of put us on the radar.
I was going to say, because you know that you've made it when you have a Wikipedia entry, and TwitPic has a Wikipedia entry. I'm slightly disappointed that Noel Everett itself is not a hyperlink. So you yourself are not famous enough. But
correct.
You are on Wikipedia there. In January 2009, US Airways Flight 1549 experienced multiple bird strikes and had to be ditched into the Hudson River. A passenger on one of the ferries at Russia Help took a picture of the downed plane as passengers were still evacuating and tweeted it via TwitPic before traditional media arrived at the scene. I heard a story that... It went around the world in 20 minutes and 2 million people saw it, and people in China were looking at that picture sent around by TwitPic before CNN even had their helicopter in the air. Is that true? Can you expand on that?
Basically, I was at work one day on my day job, and all of a sudden I couldn't get to the site. It was just down.
You didn't know why?
I didn't know why, and then I just went on Twitter, and using Twitter search, I saw this link to TwitPic being retweeted several hundred times every few seconds, and it just kind of started the snowball effect, and yeah, it was...
Did you have a genuine moment where you went, whoa, when you realized what was going on? Did your heart sort of, you know, beat?
Yeah, it stopped a few minutes, and I was like, well, what do I do here? And there's nothing I could do at the time. Basically, our server was overloaded, and we went down for about an hour, and came back up once it kind of went stabilized out.
Okay. And did you get... that then got you a lot of media interest? Did you have some of the big boys knocking on your door saying...
Yeah, I got contacted by several of the big guys, just curious of what TwitPic is, who I was, what was my opinion on media and Twitter, and how this helps breaking news and stuff like that.
And again, if you look at the stats, you know, for that week, was there an exponential kind of increase in the amount of new users signing on that week?
I'm not for sure what we were on new users. I'm sure there was a lot. I know our daily traffic definitely increased, and then that's kind of where we started seeing where we mostly had our scaling issues from then on. Then we finally got those under control, but that's kind of like the point on the map where you're like, okay, it's big.
Stella, what was that?
The holy shit moment.
The holy shit moment. So what now? You're in Charleston. It's a success. You're growing. Where's the future?
Been me behind the site since the beginning, still is. And so now it's getting to the point where I want to start hiring, looking for some developer system.
Thanks, it's just been you all this time?
Correct.
A one-man operation?
Correct.
With how many people?
1 million users now, just recently.
So you're one man technically in charge of 1 million people?
Correct.
Does that give you a feeling of power?
Mostly it keeps me up at night.
Do you lie about the thinking, oh my god, they're all reliant on me, I'm like a god.
My inbox reflects the number of support requests we have, so that's what keeps me busy most of the time.
Really, how many emails in your inbox do you get a day?
I'm back up about 2,000 right now.
Okay. And how popular are you on Twitter? I almost don't want to mention your Twitter name, because I'm sure you'll get them people like, you know,
that's fine.
The last thing you need is more people like, you know, tweeting, going, hey.
No, it's pretty odd. I'm Noah Everett on Twitter, but I think I'm at 2,800, 2,900 followers. Now, TwitPic itself, I think we're at like over 40,000.
And like, how many at messages or direct messages do you get per day?
On TwitPic or Noah Everett?
Either.
Noah Everett, I probably get...
I'm just doing this for a joke.
Not much, probably like 5. It's really not much at all.
All right, my joke's not going to work. I was going to say, and half of those are from Stella.
No, I actually just started texting him on the phone. I just don't want to.
How did you get...
All the feeds on the website, and then...
You got,
he showed up at the party. I was like, please, everybody, calm down. Don't start Twittering about this. Let's just be chill. Just hang out.
Let's be cool.
Ryan's like, happy dance as well.
Did you actually happy dance, Brian?
Like,
was there actual physical leg movement? was there any, we're not worthy moments, or were you not that drunk?
No.
Really? No, are you famous?
I don't think so.
Has anybody ever kind of gone, hey, you're the guy, you had any of those moments?
Mostly in like the tech circles, you know, but no, I'm definitely not famous.
Okay, that's
nice.
But
you will be famous in Charleston. You'll be our little local celebrity. Yeah. I mean, it's bound to happen, and it's really exciting.
I mean, we haven't really got anybody famous, have we? We have now. I'm trying to think of anybody famous that lives in Charleston.
Oh, there we go. Yoko Lucas. Oh, well,
I'm British. What do I know?
I know. Seriously.
So. Stella, you look like you're chomping at the bit to ask some questions.
So here we got one of Noah's little secrets, and his name isn't Noah Everett. He actually has a different name.
That's not your name?
Oh, yeah, they're going to find me now. No, actually, Everett is my middle name. My last name is actually Weinkauf, and the reason I chose Everett is because 90% of the people don't know how to spell Weinkauf.
How do you spell Weinkauf?
Weinkauf is Weinkoff. It's kind of an Americanized version of the original German name.
So on the net and your screen names are all that you use Everett rather than
Everett,
Weinkauf.
Yeah, it's easier to spell, easy to remember.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm actually not on Facebook or MySpace. I only have a Twitter.
You're not on Facebook?
No, sure.
What about LinkedIn or something like that?
I think I'm on LinkedIn, but I hardly ever check it.
All right, okay. Wise man. Okay, and MySpace.
It's all been deleted, I mean.
Right, okay. Reason. And MySpace is so like 1990s anyway, so yeah. That's out of date. Okay, well, it's awesome having you here. Have we didn't ask you anything you were uncomfortable with? Anything you want to mention?
I love the barbecue here. That's great.
No, that's pretty in Charleston. Yeah, okay.
I miss that.
Okay. I don't actually have a TwitPic account because I don't have an iPhone. It's not just for iPhones, is it? What was your first phone that you...
My first phone that I used, I think it was a Razer, Motorola Razer. You can upload photos from the sites, or you can upload photos from any iPhone app or a phone that supports sending emails.
Okay, well, look. Have a look. I'm handing now on my phone now. Do you think my phone is TwitPic compatible? It's a Nokia E70.
Yeah, any phone that's able to send an SMS message to an email address attached like a photo, you should be good to go.
All right, so when we're done with the podcast here, do you want to sign me up to TwitPic and we'll try it out. We're going to actually we should video that.
Well, did you bring your camera?
I do have a video camera, yeah. Ooh. Can we make a video of the creator of TwitPic signing Jeff up to TwitPic? Thanks very much. Stick around, and you can hear some events that are coming up in Charleston over the next 7 days.
Thank you. Invite him to come co-work with us in the office.
Yeah, do you want to...
hello. We've got desks.
We could put space in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's awesome. I drink so much coffee, I'd need to be in there.
The one bad thing about our office is that it's nowhere near a coffee shop or Starbucks. We do need a better coffee shop.
Espresso machine, we're good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ken makes this really strange, like, super strong Colombian coffee that I can't drink. Because I'm British, I like weak coffee. I'm a bit gay. And tea, yeah. We need is a tea machine. No, Everett, not your real name. Thank you again. A pleasure to see you. And thanks for joining us on our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Ken, hi.
What is Sweatman's barbecue?
He's still talking to Noah.
Really good mustard class. Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't realize we're recording. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jeff.
There we go. Real quick, because the segment with Noah went on for a while, and deservedly so.
Right.
What's coming up soon in Charleston in the events section of our podcast?
It's not an event, but I feel like I should remind everyone of the great barbecue in the area, and you can just search the site for barbecue, and there's all sorts of great barbecue you can eat.
Do we have digitel.com/barbecue/BBQ?
We should have a little barbecue guide.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could totally do that too, because there are so many barecue freaks.
But somebody made a Google map of what was that guy's name? Chris Reinerson.
Lowcountrybarbecue.org, and that's bbq.org.
Right, we did a podcast from the barbecue kind of club, right. Didn't we?
Yeah, they do the meetups, and that's spelled M-E-A-T up.
Oh, do you see what they did there? See, they took the word meat.
They're clever.
Oh, that's yet again. But seriously, right. Coming up in the next 7 days, I'll give you $1 if you can not mention Spoleto.
It's not actually starting yet.
I know. What
so
is it?
It's
what
not
it?
That hard. I mean, I think
what's
it might
not
be
starting
like
yet?
A Splato.
Yeah, you just lost down your dollar.
Ha, ha, ha. <It's> lame.
Seriously, any event, Ken, that's coming
on
up.
On Saturday, the Charleston Dragon Boat Festival is coming up. And this is, you can watch it from Brittlebank Park. And basically what it is, it's basically big kind of ornate Chinese dragon boats that are very colorful, like 20 paddlers per boat, and
nice.
They go out and they race, and it's
that very
decorative.
Cool.
And we're about to put that right up in a minute.
Okay.
When there's also the rodeo out in Walterboro.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
When it's, I think this is Saturday, so you can go watch, you know, cows be roped and people ride horses and dodge bulls, and maybe somebody will get gored and eat, you know, lots of greasy food.
Nice.
Good times.
It is, of course, Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, and the main party is obviously happening on the 1st of May.
Of course. Cinco.
Well, it's because, well, the 5th of May is Tuesday, so I think if they had the party on the following Friday or Saturday, that's not as close as to doing it on the Friday. So Friday the 1st, there's a big party downtown in the visitor center.
Yes.
And the Digitel
will
be there.
We'll be there.
Doing our
thing. Are you going to be videoing?
Yeah, this time I'm shaving my pubes, not just the back of my head, with our logo. And that'll be on display.
That was almost worse. No, that was worse than the earlier reference. you're precious, Jeff. Also on Saturday is the dog show in Marion Square.
Okay.
So you can go watch dogs be sported around, and that's free to enter. You can bring your pooch down and show off your pooch.
Okay. Saturday afternoon. Well, it's just like award for best in dog.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a dog show. Did you ever see Best in Show?
I'm aware of it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, there's a kind of art festival, craft festival thing going on at Redux and near Redux on Saturday as well.
Cool.
So if you want to buy some crafts and get to know local artisans. their Fast and French is going to celebrate their 25 years on May 3rd. So you can go down and have a party and music. That's actually not at Fast and French. I think it's at the City Gallery at Waterfront near the Waterfront Park.
But it's in awe of the fact that they're 25 years strong.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Which is pretty impressive. I mean, I think that I'm pretty sure they've been at that location for 25 years.
On Broad Street?
Yeah, which is, I mean, as much change as there's been down there.
Nice.
There's all sorts of things going on. There's a chef's potluck coming up on Sunday.
And you can find this all on our website at thedigital.com/events.
Right.
If you have an event happening in your community, town, backyard, whatever, drop us an email, contact@thedigital.com. We would love to hear from you. I'm on stage Theatre 99 Saturday night, 280 Meeting Street, 10 p.m. It's a free show. Come see the living flesh that is Jeff Marshall in person.
And you can see the logo shaved in the back of his head, but hopefully not his genitalia.
Yeah. One more shout out.
Wow.
Goodbye from Noah. Just shout it as loud as you can, Noah. Shout bye.
Bye.
There we go. Was that Scottish? say bye, Ken.
Bye, Ken.
There we go. Until next week.
You've been listening to The Digicast, the podcast from thedigitel.com. For news and entertainment that's pure Charleston, check out thedigitel.com. The Digicast is copyright 2009, thedigitel.com.